With over 1 billion users around the globe, it is no doubt that TikTok has blown up in almost every market that you can think of, including Kenya itself. And there is one group that stands to benefit above all, the TikTokers. What's up, guys, and welcome to yet another episode of Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we talk about things, web culture and tech. And as you know already, things that matter really. Well, today we will be switching up and doing things a little bit different because I am joined by Laura Oluoch, who is a TikToker. And when I say she's a TikToker, she's so good at her stuff that she named herself twice, going by the name of Laura A. Laura, and has over 92,000 followers, if I'm correct, and over 2 million likes on all her content on TikTok. So yeah, when I say she's good, she's that good. Laura, thank you so much for accepting to join us. And how are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you for inviting me over.
Okay. So, of course, I am joined by also my colleague, Saruni Maina. Saruni, happy quarantine.
I still don't get why you insist on saying happy quarantine, but happy quarantine to you too. Well, I have a question, just as we get on with the interview as well and the conversation with Laura. Dennis, yeah. You said TikTokers. I just want to get it from Laura. Is that actually what we would call creators? Like we would call them TikTokers?
Well, yeah, we're called TikTokers by like most people, but we call ourselves creators, you know.
But I'm guessing the TikTokers is coming from, you know, these YouTubers. So guys are feeling like if you're doing TikTok creation, then you're a TikToker.
I guess that's where it came from.
That's sounds the thing.
I've seen hashtags. Seen hashtags everywhere, even internationally. Like TikTokers India, TikTokers, blah, 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 TikTokers Kenya.
We'll get right straight to it.
Yeah, let's get right straight into the conversation. TikTok. Did you start from TikTok or did anything else? Just tell us of how you got started with just making content on TikTok.
Okay, so first of all, I started my TikTok when TikTok was still Musical.ly at the time. Yeah. I had just finished high school, so I was, you know, kind of bored. So I was like, okay, let me see what this Musical.ly app has, because, you know, we're just familiar with like Instagram, YouTube. So I got the Musical.ly account and then I started exploring. And then shortly after that, Musical.ly became TikTok.
Yeah.
So with how I saw TikTok was growing, I saw the potential it had. So I started taking like TikTok more seriously. And then I am where I am now.
Wow. So what were you doing after high school with your life?
Actually, seriously. I remember when Musical.ly, I think that is what it was called, started out. And I was so curious about, because that time it was mostly about guys creating videos, lip syncing. And, you know, it was just a really cool concept. And it was so awesome that at a certain point, a lot of IG videos were actually from the app itself. And then it was bought off by ByteDance and it became TikTok. And then I tried joining TikTok as a creator. I think I did like 3 videos or something.
How has it worked out so far?
I deleted all my videos.
It's just not in me. Yeah, I think one thing that I found with most TikTokers who like have like, let's say, 1 million followers and thousands, tens of thousands of followers, mostly they started from other platforms that had already started the video, the short video formats like Musical.ly, Trailer also. I found that like most of them had started from that. Okay, so it's good to know you started from that young age. We will not reveal what we started with, what we were doing after high school for us. Otherwise, we'll be arrested. Anyway, Laura, how is the process like making a short video? Because trust me, like I said, I have never made a short video. I'm on TikTok, but it's not to make content. It's just to see content. So how is the process like? How fun is it? How stressful can it be from shooting to editing to posting and all that?
Well, the truth is making content is actually not easy at all. Because like even if you're doing a lip sync, you have to like, you know, cram it, even if it's like 15 seconds. There's a lot of words you need to cram. You have to match them with like your facial expressions. And then like we have the trending dances, we have skits. It's a lot of work, the thought process that goes into it, you know. And then aside from that, like there's some TikToks that could be 15 seconds, but they'll take you over an hour to shoot it because of like changing, you know. And then we have drafts. Like I can like have 30 drafts of one video, you know. So 30. I guess it becomes harder when you're 30. I think I have like over 1,000 drafts right now. So yeah, it's actually really hard. But then one thing I can give TikTok is like they made it kind of easier for us because they put all the small editing tools that you need to make a video into one app. So you have the voiceovers, the effects, everything. So at least that's a plus. Yeah, but the actual process of doing it.
So then I think we should switch switch from YouTube and go to TikTok.
If we are switching to TikTok, I think we're just gonna have to get Laura to be doing the videos for us. We'll integrate reviews into her awesome clips.
Anyway, and take advantage of the followers.
I know, like, that's just amazing. Actually, a follow-up question on that, Laura. You say that TikTok itself has inbuilt tools, but are there other apps that you use to create your videos? Like, do you use other apps to edit and stuff and then just export to TikTok, or you just use TikTok's native recording and editing features?
Okay, mostly I use TikTok, like I can say 98% of the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I want there's some special effects that are not on TikTok, so I use other apps to do that. Or like when I do vlogs of my day, sometimes I pre-edit them and then I just upload them on TikTok already done.
So just to now go to the other side of the conversation. There's TikTok, there's Instagram, there's YouTube, and there's all these other apps like Twitter as well, whereby we have these guys who we call influencers. So I'm not sure if we would call TikTok creators influencers as well. So I want to get your opinion on it. Do you consider yourself an influencer? And do you think that, and also now just before we get to how, what you think about, have you actually made money from TikTok whereby there's a paid endorsement? If so, how was that campaign handled? You don't need to get into the details, just pity at Juju. And then do you think that TikTok will ever get to a point of being as influential as something like YouTube and Twitter and IG in terms of marketers? You know what I'm talking about, like marketers coming to TikTok creators and telling them, hey, we want you to push a certain product and such.
Okay, so where are we starting from? Influencers. Okay, so yes and no. The whole influencer thing is a yes and no, because like personally for me it's a no, because like at the end of the day, you know, I'm still Laura, no, with zero followers, with over 96,000, I'm still the same person. And I could say yes, because like there are brands that have approached me to work with me because of the whole, you know, so-called influence. And I think I have a relatively strong fan base that's very, you know, loyal and supportive. So I could say, I guess, yes, I am an influencer. No, I'm not an influencer. No, it's in the middle. Yeah.
Okay,
but so, I find it a very weird word to regard myself as an influencer. You know?
Okay, so you've done a campaign on TikTok?
Yes, I have done some work, yes.
Oh, that's really cool. So do you think it will ever get to that stage where it's at par with YouTube? Because I think IG creators are the highest paid, if I'm not wrong, and then followed by, okay, but that's if we look at creators as celebrities. So let me disregard celebrities. When you look at just normal creators, that would be YouTube, and then we go to IG, and then something like Twitter. So do you think TikTok will also get to that level?
Yes, I do think TikTok will get to that level because of how fast it's growing, first of all. Like the amount of users that it has, it's inevitable for you to reach that level, yeah? Because you have a lot of people consuming content from it. Mm-hmm. So I guess, especially for marketers, it should be a very good space for them to tap into because of that. Like, someone can have like 45 million views on their content, and that's not something you can get like easily on other platforms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think yes, it will grow. It might surpass the others. Yeah.
I'm not doubting that. Whether TikTok has really grown. Yeah.
I think it definitely will, especially right now when people are just at home. I think that's when it actually really blew up, and people got to know all about it. Okay, Laura. So other than just making short videos, we know there's just that and editing and posting. What do you think makes TikTok unique from all other platforms like Instagram and YouTube and all that?
I think what makes TikTok like unique is, first of all, the model that they use, which like encourages a lot of organic reach. And like when you have organic reach, you are encouraging your creators more to make more content because like the content is not just shown to your followers, it's shown to people around the globe, you know?
So
sometimes you can, you know, check the analytics on your videos and then you can see the video has like 50% Kenya and another 20% America, you know, it's being shown around the globe.
Okay, so it definitely helps to like monitor your reach on your content and all that. So other companies like YouTube, actually, they have already started planning on jumping on the bandwagon and making platforms similar to YouTube. Do you feel like they will ever get to where TikTok
I think you mean similar to TikTok.
Similar to TikTok, sorry. Do you feel like they will ever get to where TikTok has gotten to so far?
That's a tricky one. I could say yes and no, because like if you don't manage to bring something that's unique, like if you copy the exact same model that TikTok is using, and TikTok is already a mega brand, then it's going to just be injustice to your company, because what are you bringing that TikTok does not have? So it can only be a yes if you're being unique, you know.
Yeah.
If you're bringing something totally different, because, what else can you bring to the table?
That will attract every other user into that platform. Okay, so there's TikTok of you as individually as a creator, and now there is, and then on a platform for the videos, and then there's TikTok like the society of, you know, creators, let's say, creators in Kenya. How has the platform and the company offered support for creators like you and many others out there?
Okay, so regards to support, we have like groups within like the local community, so for that, I guess I can say it has forged for me a lot of friendships, like new friendships. I've met new people that I'm really close with right now. And it's crazy. And you know, sometimes when you tell your parents, oh my god, no, I have some friends from the internet, they're wondering what? You know, it's like, are you sure these are real people? But like, you know, I've met a lot of people, actually met them also in real life. That has also been facilitated by the TikTok creator events, where we get trainings like how to transition and also like talks on how to better yourself as an influencer. So and also through the groups we get coached by the TikTok personnel themselves.
I wish YouTube was like, so I know YouTube has the same kind of like society, but I wish it was that vigilant on like all creators. But good job, TikTok. So,
good job.
I'm not sure how long you've been on TikTok, but we know that it started blowing up, like, say, early last year, just going down to this year. Where do you want to be personally as a creator, and where do you want the platform to be in, say, the next 2, 3, 4 years?
Personally, as a creator, I want to go for the big fish. Maybe we'll get to a million one day. You know, then 10, maybe. Yeah, because I think there is potential, especially with, like, how Africa is advancing, because, you know, most of our viewers are from Africa as TikTok Africa creators. So I think with how Africa is evolving, we're growing, there's more internet access, more devices. Maybe one day we will reach 1 million, 10 million. And...
Okay.
Yeah, and for TikTok itself, I project it growing more. I hope also brands can incorporate it more instead of focusing on other platforms per se, because I feel like people are also moving away from consuming the large amounts of content, because, like, YouTube has, you know, long content, like 30 minutes, 10 minutes, which is long. So I'm hoping brands can also move and start using TikTok influencers.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm actually, I have no doubt that we will have Kenyan creators getting to a million. I know that is going to happen very soon, considering I'm not sure, maybe Laura can tell us, is there a Kenyan creator with a million?
No, not yet. Our highest is 300,000.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get there.
That is more than in, that is 300,000. If I told you how many I have, you'll just cry with me.
So, then that's the number of likes you'll get in your lifetime. Anyway, Laura,
I might not even get them.
What has been the best video, or rather the one that you consider the best video that you've created on TikTok?
I think my best video must be my most viral video, where I basically did a video showing the stereotypes that people label on Africans, where, you know, have no water, we have no electricity.
I actually remember that video,
Yes, so I could say that is the best video I've ever made. Okay. I sometimes try to think, you know, how will I make one like that? Because, you know, I was very proud of that one in particular.
Okay, so now a follow-up on something you mentioned earlier about your parents and online friends. So what do your parents think about you being a creator?
Oof. Well, this one has come a long way. That's the truth. My parents, first of all, I would say thumbs up to them, because they've been very supportive. Because, like, when I also started my TikTok, which was Musical.ly then, you know, they enabled me by buying me the phone that I wanted, because of, like, good quality. And like, right now, because I've grown more and they've seen it, because, like, you know, sometimes I can be walking with them and people will be like, oh my god, you're Laura. You know, I think they've gotten more used to it, more accommodating to it. They take me to TikTok events, you know, they sometimes watch my videos, they're like, yes, do this. They also coach me a lot. Like, whenever brands approach me, I run to them. Like, okay, what do you think I should do? Because, you know, I'm, like, really, really young. So, yeah, I can't make most of these decisions by myself, you know. So they've been really supportive. They coach me, they take me to everywhere I need to go to, you know, TV interviews, everywhere. So, yeah, they've grown with it, and it came from a long way, but
okay. So now, final question from me, do you have plans to turn this into a career, or you just gonna keep it as a side hustle or just a hobby that you just do?
By the way, I'm a TikToker.
I know, like, because anyway, right now we actually have full-time YouTubers, right? And even before, guys like us who are digital media did not exist. Like, and until today, there are people, if I tell that, hey, I am a writer for a digital platform, they go like, what? Like, you write on a digital platform? Like, what does that even mean? So I know it's gonna be weird for a few years, but do you plan on making it something full time, or you're just gonna keep it casual?
I wouldn't really lock myself and say I wouldn't make it full time or I would make it full time, because it also really depends on the how it will have grown before I finish my university, because currently I'm in school.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, if it goes well, hopefully I might make this like my full time, you know, and hopefully, yeah. But if, because you know, sometimes it can be hard to remain relevant.
Yeah.
So if I do lose my relevance, then you know, I can't really convert this into my full time work.
But will TikTok,
you don't.
But will TikTok creators ever lose relevance? Really, I'm not sure.
I think you can lose relevance because, like, even people we started with from way back, some people have dropped off, you know, and this has been like in the span of just under 2 years. So I'm sure in 5-10 years, things will have really changed. The more people will come, like. That's good. A good example is Charli D'Amelio, how she came and like overtook the whole TikTok scene. So she made some people become irrelevant, you know, because it's all on her now. Yeah. So I guess you can lose your relevance along the line.
Okay. That's, let me say, just that's scary.
Yeah, on your behalf, we are scared, and we hope it doesn't get to that.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. At least I have a backup plan. Don't be scared.
Okay, cool.
Good to have it. It's good to have it. Anyway, I think if we continue to like talk for the whole day about TikTok, mostly because I know Saroni is so enthusiastic about TikTok, he keeps posting and sharing videos. He's annoying with that.
Oh wow! Some point. Okay, so I am annoying for supporting local creators.
You're saying he's supporting us, and he's saying you're annoying.
Imagine, Laura. He's saying I'm annoying for supporting you. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
look!
This is what people say. Men are trash. You see?
Yes. I agree.
There's a point of sharing and supporting, and then there's a point you're like, dude, I've already said, what's the point? But yeah. Anyway. We'll continue this another day, Laura. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you so much for
joining
us on this episode. You're actually our very first guest for our podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, you will hold a special place in Antisocial. And I'm sure...
Send me a package.
Cool. Okay.
I don't need to take care of that. And I'm sure we'll have more conversations as you grow personally as a creator on TikTok and as TikTok itself also grows. So yeah, thank you so much. Obviously, guys, Laura Olwoch goes by Laura A. Laura. We will be sharing all her social media pages on our description for our podcast. And yeah, I think that's it from us. Laura A. Laura, Saroni, Dennis. Also, you can find us on, by the way, we are on so many platforms right now. We are on Anchor, Breaker, Castbox, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and if I go on, we will go on for the whole day. So yeah, just
and soon to be on
share TikTok. Subs exactly.
soon to be on TikTok. Yes. I will spearhead that one.
So yeah, guys, you can share, subscribe, like, give your ratings, and we'll be sure to appreciate it. So, any final words, Saroni?
Just that it was awesome to have Laura with us this morning. And thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we'll definitely have a next conversation. Maybe not about TikTok, but we'll find something to talk about.
Yes.
Any parting shot, Laura?
Your advice to Dennis and for his life.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Support our local content.
Exactly, Dennis. You've heard. Support our local content.
Yes.
Exactly. Before. I'm pretty sure she's not directed to me. She's directed to our audience. But yeah, that's it from us. Dennis, Saroni, Laura, and we are out. Or technically, we are in still, because still we are locked in the house. So
stay home.
Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay safe, guys.
And wash your hands.
Exactly.
That's it. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.